The mayor's a runner. And that cold weather snap, I understand you had vowed that you would not bring out the cold weather gear, but you had to.
That is right. My coach and advisor, Morris Williams, I told him about a week or two ago, I felt so good with that warm weather that I was just unboxing up all my cold weather running outfits. And I had to eat my words and open the box and get them out for this last cold snap that we've had.
Yeah, well, it's 25 degrees. You got to wear something, though.
Yeah.
Governor Cooper and his latest conference, the CDC, the mask requirements. Where are we with that?
You know, as we've discussed before, and it was in the newspaper this week, the board had decided to continue the mask requirement following the governor's lead on that at our last board meeting. Governor Cooper anticipates that a lot of the restrictions, including the mask requirement, could be removed by June the 1st. The town board will continue to revisit that at our next meeting in May and make an assessment of how we should proceed. I'm hoping everybody will voluntarily continue to wear the mask for just a little bit longer.
We're making a little tweak in how we take care of this COVID-19 and the immunizations and the community immunity project. We're getting employers and everybody else involved with this.
Instead of just depending on mass vaccination clinics, the strategy for the Highlands Cashiers Plateau vaccination initiative is to encourage everyone to get their vaccination and use multiple resources to accomplish that. Contacting the public health departments for assistance in having an appointment scheduled for vaccination, or our pharmacies in this area. The Highlands Pharmacy, the Cashers Valley Pharmacy, and the Ingalls Pharmacy, they are administering vaccinations too. So you can contact them to schedule an appointment. And if anyone has any difficulty or questions or concerns about the vaccine or getting an appointment, they can simply call this number, 526-1310, and they'll be happy to assist you in setting up a time at your convenience to get the vaccine. All the employees and businesses get everyone vaccinated as much as possible so we can have a more safe Highlands business area and people will be comfortable in visiting here and supporting our different businesses, restaurants, and so forth.
I've had people talk and say they're coming in from Atlanta, so I love coming to Highlands because I know you've been responsible with the masks.
The mask, while some people think it's has been inconvenient, for most people they've been more than willing to support the mask requirement. And it has paid off, I think, with a continued vibrant business community and people coming downtown and feeling comfortable that they were in a relatively safe community.
Well, the Plateau pickup on April 17th, there again in the paper. And we're part of that North Carolina litter sweep. Is that, to my eyes, is that true? They're collecting over 4 million pounds of garbage for the entire state, and the Highlands really came through.
And I want to give a shout out to the Chamber of Commerce and Beverly Wickman of the Chamber for organizing such a great event. You give a volunteer an orange bag, it doesn't take them long to fill it up. You just have to walk down the highway just a little bit and continue to put all the garbage and trash in that bag, and it adds up very quickly. On Monday, I took my truck and went out on the corridors just to see how we had done and if we had any leftover bags on the side of the road. And I discovered, especially on 106, that there were a lot of bags out. I filled up my truck, took them to the town yard, and took them to the landfill, but there were a lot of bags of trash collected here in the Highlands Plateau area. I'm really grateful for the many volunteers that came out and participated in this annual event.
Now, you picked up a piece of wood with some nails sticking out of it on 28th, and you were dodging some traffic.
That was on late Monday afternoon. I have in my office these big orange diamond signs that I put up that says caution, litter crew ahead. So I had those all out and I was collecting those. And one of the ones that I went to collect was right past the city limit sign on NC 28. I pulled over, I saw the sign, and then all of a sudden I looked into the middle of the road just outside the city limits. And there was this big piece of wood and it had fallen off of a truck. You had all these nails sticking up and you had traffic coming. So I was able to slow the traffic down and run out there and grab the old gate and remove it before it damaged someone's vehicle. Part of the problem that we have, and that is Some of our contractor friends tend to overload their trucks and not secure the load, and then it winds up on the side of the road, and in this case, it wound up in the middle of the road, which was a real potential hazard. The trash issue is multifaceted, Steve. Yes, we need to pick up the litter on the side of the road. We need to make sure that vehicles such as large trucks have secured their load. While I really appreciate that big effort with volunteers, maybe we need to have a system of ongoing trash collection during the year on the corridors where we could partner possibly with the chamber or with other groups. And I hate to say this, but actually maybe even pay a small number of people to go out on a scheduled time frame and make sure that our roads and byways are free of the litter. It's something that I think really is important to this entire region and community. We, of course, are a tourist community, and the last thing we want to do is to trigger a bad impression from the beginning as people come up here to see the byways and the roads full of debris and trash.
Now, coming up Wednesday at 10 a.m., the Town Business Committee and the Chamber are getting together and at the community building. And now that is just to get both of us all in tune.
I've called for this joint meeting where we can sit down and share some concerns and some ideas and see how we can work together to advance the community when it comes to addressing the tourist industry. And I think it's a very timely meeting because, as you know, there is an influx of tourists coming into Highlands. And as we pull out of the COVID pandemic, I think we're going to see a huge increase in people wanting to come and visit our community. And we need to plan and be prepared to address some of the problems and challenges of having large numbers of people visiting Highlands.
Before we talk about the fire department building and the construction site, you're in another meeting, the North Carolina League of Municipalities Equity Task Force. Now, this is a huge, huge topic. And this one, how'd that go?
I was asked to be a part of a task force on racial equity, how towns and communities can address equity when it comes to race relations. We had mayors, we had council members, we had staff from the League of Municipalities meet every month for about a year. That report on equity was rolled out and presented to the members of the league, addressing some of the concerns and challenges of making sure that we have policies in place to promote racial equity. I spoke to the membership of the league, and actually I cited what Highlands has done as a good first step. But let me tell you what I told the League of Municipalities about Highlands. And it goes back to our vaccination clinic. To me, that vaccination clinic has really been an uplifting experience during a time of a lot of distress and concern with the COVID-19. That was a great partnership between a government entity, the healthcare professionals of this community, the nonprofit and service groups of this whole community, the Highlands Cashiers Plateau. We all came together. Volunteers came together to deliver this wonderful vaccination clinic. Our volunteer people and the people developing this clinic didn't just take the attitude, well, it's available to anyone who wants to get it. It's all equal. There's no problem. They all realized we needed to reach out to the underserved community, people of color, the people that sometimes we tend to marginalize or not recognize. We had to make a plan and strategies to reach out to these groups to make sure that everyone in this community had access to the vaccine. And I'm really proud that the volunteers, the community organizations that were driving this clinic made a conscious decision to make sure that everyone was served, everyone had access to the vaccine. And this is kind of a framework to me for the future in addressing some disparities and inequities that all communities face. And I emphasize this in my short presentation, that yes, government can do some things, but really it takes a community. Those nonprofit folks can make powerful contributions to making this an equitable and fair and open community.
Heading down to the post office, I just took a glance over at the construction site for the fire department. I see more equipment. I see a lot of structural additions to the land. And I know we've had some soil that would compact.
That's right. We discovered, of course, that there was some bad soil, like everywhere in Highlands, where when you want to put a heavy building or a driveway or something, it will not compact. Our site development contractor, Bryson's, they had to go in and dig all of that soil out and haul it away, had to bring in riprap and other stone, and they've been packing it down in those critical areas, along with they've been installing these pervious drain pipes that will help get the water away from those areas. Now they will be putting a geogrid type of fabric on top of it. They'll bring back about 4 more feet of compactable dirt and put on top of that, and then we'll be good to go. You also notice, if you look at that site, there are a lot of pipe that have been stacked up at the top. They'll be putting those drain pipes in critical areas to make sure that there's a good flow and disbursement of the water on the site, too. I think it's going to really, in many ways, an improvement in the drainage system of that area, which is kind of a low-lying area anyway, and so much of the water from the town and everything winds up in that particular area.
We've had some people call and also write in about, you know, make sure that the mayor decides to keep that mandate of the masks going, and I think maybe it's time to see how our town government, maybe go over how town government works.
I'm not trying to avoid decisions, but the way our town government is set up, and at the beginning of this pandemic, the board emphasized this. They said, Mayor, it isn't your decision to decide what we're going to do. The town board makes that decision, and we will do this together. And I was really gratified that they took that position. So everything that you've witnessed as related to the town policy on the COVID vaccine, that has been approved by the Highlands Town Board. Your 5 elected members to the board will vote, and they make the decision that we implement in the town. This past meeting, when we looked at the mask mandate, it wasn't my decision to say, oh, we're not going to do that anymore. The board had a good discussion about the pros and cons of removing the mask mandate. The unanimous decision was that we will continue on a monthly review about when is it time to remove that mask mandate. They make the final decisions on things. For example, we have committee meetings like we're going to have this Wednesday. The recommendations from those types of meetings go to the town board as a whole where they're reviewed. And then I am the presiding officer of the town board meeting. I don't get to vote except in the case of a tie. I call the question and the board members make the final decision.
All right. Nationally, we have 200 million people now vaccinated, and we need to keep on track of that. We can't lose sight of, you know, possible other surges, and the town's doing well.
At this point, made remarkable progress, but it's not time to ease up. As we've talked about before, we need to encourage everyone to get that vaccine as soon as possible so we can get to a point where Governor Cooper will be saying in June, we don't need the masks, we don't need to do social distancing, we will move forward back to a normal routine, and that's what I know we all want to be able to do.